So when you say it was like Harry Potter, what do you mean?
I mean, like you go home and everything's back in the closet and wait. And when you get out and do things like that, you can actually breathe in the way.
And what was the word that you used, though? You said nega?
Agape.
Agape. I've heard the word before, Bill, but I don't really understand it. So
yeah.
Can you explain it to me a little bit? It has something, it's one of several Greek words for love. That's all I know.
Maybe it's maybe it's a love feast or something. I don't know.
A what?
A love feast?
So that's one of the things that they talked about at Sparrow, is agape? Or is that something that you later on attach to the experience?
Yeah.
So what's your understanding of the word agape?
I thought it was just like a... I thought it was a Catholic religious... religious things.
So, what were you raised Catholic? What tradition were you raised in?
Back then, my mom had a tight, quite a tight leash around me in a way.
Right, so at the time of Sparrow, you were still living at home.
Sparrow was just slowly getting on my feet.
Okay.
So, you went for vocational counseling. Sure, you went to the... How did you get connected with Ken? How did he figure out you were gay, and how did he figure out you would want to go to Sparrow?
He said, I went to Harper High School, and I was just exploring my, getting to know myself. Then my guidance counselor said, "Bill, you're gay."
You what?
He knew where I was.
He guessed you were gay?
No, a fella knew I was gay.
You did or Ken did?
Ken knew. I was guided to Ken.
What? Interesting. And how did you jump from, do you remember how you jumped from the subject of vocational stuff to church stuff? Or did he just say, if you're gay, this would be a fun thing for you?
Getting me out there and getting me socializing in a way.
What church did your mom go to?
We went to the Stairs Memorial.
United
Church.
Oh, okay. I've been in that. Beautiful church.
Wow. Thank you very much. Wow, that's
so you can see why I said you probably don't want to order more than one of these things to eat.
Yeah.
Was Stairs United within walking distance of your home, or did you take the car?
Not that far from there. And I still go there.
Do you?
But it's changed a lot since then. Catherine McDonald is the minister right now.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we're going through a change.
She was my minister over at United Memorial for a while. Mm-hmm. So she was my minister at United Memorial for a while, so mention my name to her.
Okay.
I'm sure she remembers me. I liked her a lot. She was a very, very, very smart woman. I really love knowing a whole bunch of ministers. You know, I don't know why, but for me, it seems like knowing a bunch of ministers really enriches my life. I feel very lucky that you know that I know Catherine, and do you know Renee Clark? Oh, she's amazing. Anyway. Ministers for me are some sort of amazing combination of really smart and really people-oriented people. And able to guess what you want or need at any given moment. My mom used to have ministers drop in and visit us all the time. Like every denomination. So we'd have a priest, really? We'd have the Baptist minister, we'd have the United Church minister, all of them would drop in, sitting around our kitchen telling dirty jokes. The Anglican, the Catholic, the United Church, the Baptist, and I think that's all we had, and might have been a Presbyterian. So did you go to Sparrow regularly until it stopped?
Or yes, I did.
Do you remember anything about how it ended?
That's when Parker. It's hard to remember some of the names.
Oh yes, I think I remember which Arthur you mean. I think Harold. Sternford and,
yes.
And Arthur hung around, right?
Yeah.
I can almost remember Arthur's last name. I still see him online every now and then.
They have been seeing his face on Facebook.
They didn't make this too spicy for you, did it?
Nice.
Oh, okay, good. Because sometimes when one person orders it spicy, they make it spicy for both.
Back then, Al Stewart was quite involved with that too.
Right.
And Rob Thompson was involved with it.
Who's that?
Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
And he's partners with Bill.
Yeah. How did you and Daniel meet?
I met him through, he used to be involved. He used to work at the hospital as in security.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, is he a commissioner?
Yes, commissioner.
Oh, yeah. Well, so does that mean he was in the Army or Navy or something?
Yeah, he was in the Army for over 20 years.
Wow. What was his trade?
I think he looked out for the guns or whatever.
Okay.
But he still talks like he's a sailor.
Do you mean dirty language?
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend like that, too. Oh, I think you've met them. I think you've met Marcel.
Marcel, yes.
Marcel Simard. Because there's two sailor gay sailor Marcels. It's Marcel Simard, and I can't remember what the other one's name is. Both of them are gay. Both of them worked on submarines, so it's really confusing.
Mm-hmm. One Christmas.
What's that?
One time at Christmas time. I think it was our first Christmas together. Now, the way he thinks still, back then when he thought like a sailor, he said, instead of guessing what the other person wanted for Christmas, he said, why don't you just write down with a list all the things that you need and just give it to me and I'll pick up what you need.
Man,
he's a really, really nice guy.
Who is?
My Daniel is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yummy.
Oh, it's delicious.
This soup really is fantastic.
It's good?
Yeah, it's okay. Really fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. You can get her to bring you a new spoon if you want.
We'll just sweeten it up a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, soon. Soon, I'm sure. See if we get some likes on it. Nope, hasn't been posted to Facebook yet. Sometimes there's a big delay, eh, between the time you put a picture on and when people see it. I tagged you in it so you'll know as well. Oh my god, this soup is good. Holy mackerel. Well, I had forgotten how delicious this was.
Delicious.
This has pineapple in it too, right? So it's one of the flavors. Makes it a little bit sweet. I make hot and sour soup at home every now and then.
You do?
Yep. It's what you do is if all the other ingredients more or less cooked, and then the bean sprouts. You just put them in the bowl, and you have the broth. Actually, the shrimp is raw as well, at room temperature and raw. And you have the broth boiling, and you pour the broth into the bowl, and then you give it to the person, and the boiling broth cooks the beans and the shrimp right in front of them. So does Daniel still work, do